Do not worry about anything. Instead, pray for everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for everything He has done. So you will have experienced the peace of God that surpasses all that we can understand. The peace of God will take care of your heart and your mind while living in Jesus Christ. Stay calm. Walk calmly. Learn to be patient and wait. So you can see that together with the test, there's a way out. The text we are reading right now gives us great advice. When this word begins, they seem like words easy to understand, but difficult to live when someone tells you, don't worry about anything. Don't worry about nothing. Don't lose your cool. It seems like simple advice, but when it's going to be implemented, it is complicated because more and more we yield to the pressures of life, situations that we are presented, that we do not seek, and that we have to face. It's important to have something very clear, and that is life has many times and seasons. In the book of Ecclesiastes, in chapter titled 13, gives the best advice that I have been able to read about the situation that arise when I understand this word. I understand that things happen because they have to happen, and not because I deserve it or I didn't deserve it. Some may be saying, I do not deserve what I am living today, but I have to live it. In life, we live times, we live seasons, and seasons rule. When we talk about weather cycles, we talk about a winter season. We will realize that the sun rises and that the rain always is going to fall in some places, where winter is even stronger until snow falls. And when the seasons come, we have two options or two attitudes to deny life. Deny things because the rain has come or because winter came. And although you deny, you have to understand that this had to happen. Do you understand? Or you can have the other attitude of giving thanks to God for the new season that you are going to live. You expected the sun, but the rainy season came. What you need now is the wisdom to know how to make good decisions. If you expected the sun, but the rain came, God will give you the wisdom to know how to use the rain at the right time. Each season that comes will require a degree of faith from us, because we don't fall by surprise. What is the attitude that you will have in front of life today? It is important that we make this very clear. There are situations in life that we are going to face. And that is why Solomon wrote it and said, life has many seasons that if they will happen, and it's not because you pray more or because you pray less or because you go to worship or do not go to worship, because you behave well or because you behave badly. We all receive the same season. Sometimes we think that we are the only one, but you are not the only one. You are not the only one on the ladder of life. The Bible says that God makes the sun rise for a good and for the bad. Some may be enjoying their car while others have to walk. Maybe last season you had a lot of money, but today you open your eyes and you realize that you can continue living from what you had and from the past, because today you don't have anything. Maybe last season you could sit down to enjoy a good plate of food, and today you have only a small portion of rice on your table. But it's good to know that God's love never changes. And even though the seasons are changing, God's love never ceases to be. And I come back and told you it's not about whether you behaved well or misbehaved. Both the behaved and the misbehaved, the seasons will come. But what makes the difference is how we face them. We can question, as I told you right now, you can complain against life, but the seasons will continue, or you can take advantage of it and give thanks for that. In the middle of that season, you will be able to see God act, and you will be able to see His glory in general. It is difficult for us to keep calm. I do not know if you have ever seen a sign that says, and it's well known, it's in English, that says, keep calm and carry on in Spanish. This means keep calm and keep going. I think it's a poster that many of you have seen on the internet and has been seen in many places, but investigating the history of the poster, this poster was designed at the beginning of the Second World War, when the British ministry ordered several posters to be made because of the Nazi threat. The false posters encouraged the population to remain. The first poster said, "Your courage, your joy, and your determination will bring us victory." Then they took out another sign that said, "Freedom is in danger." And the third sign they put out was, "Keep calm and carry on. Keep the calm up and keep going." But this third sign they didn't take out, since they were able to beat the Nazi Empire. This sign would come out to the streets if the Nazis conquered, but since the poster was not kept there, it was after many years that someone realized that this poster was saved and would be used if at any time the Nazis had won. I bring this up because God teaches us that the best way to face life and the situations that come our way is by understanding that we are all going to enter a season that you have to live and that you have to face. The best way to face it is to stay calm. Some would say, "But that costs me. If you knew the debts that I have, I would think differently." You know, everyone in the world has a complicated situation and difficulties. The crisis comes at the least expected moment, and in general, we never prepare to face it. We prepare ourselves to study, we prepare ourselves for many things, but we do not prepare ourselves to be parents. We neither prepare ourselves, nor we train ourselves to make a home well for our family. We do not prepare or train. All the time we are avoiding situations, and we think that faith is simply denying reality. We think that faith is simply denying the situation we are living. But you know something? The opposite, through faith, we can clearly see the situation that are presented to us. Because if you avoid the impossible, as you are going to see God today, faith does not deny reality. Faith makes you firm and calm that God is in control, that you have an all-powerful Father who, in any situation, together with the crisis, He has already planned a safe way out. When you are calm, you learn to see the way out. When you are calm, you learn to wait. You learn to be patient. Patient brings calm. And you know what patient means? Knowing how to wait. Knowing how to be still under pressure. It's important that we train ourselves in life so that when the crisis comes, it does not take us by surprise. And that in the middle of everything, we learn to trust and develop that trust in the Lord. because only under calm can we see the way out. Only when we are calm, we can hear the voice of God. Only when we are calm, can we be sharpened. We can be guided. And you may ask me, Pastor, how do I get calm? First, learn to hand over the government of your life to God. Stop doing things as they seem and do it in the way of God. Second, keep your mind busy receiving the word of the Lord. Meditate on His promises. Meditate on His word, because there is wisdom so you can live the right way. God has promised us a life in abundance. A life of abundance that does not cancel difficult moments. On the contrary, they are part of life. They are part of life through which we see the hand of God. We see the glory of God. We see His wonders. We see how He works, how He acts. That's wonderful. The Bible says, cast your anxieties on God and He takes care of you. We read now in the book of Philippians where He says, for nothing be anxious. Don't worry about anything. Pray for everything. Third, praying is important. Pray by trusting in the Lord and waiting for Him to have the opportunity to work what you can do, that He do what only He can do. Fourth, to experience true peace does not mean feel absence of problems, but have the wisdom and calm to face them. Only the peace of God can save your mind and your heart to remain intact in the midst of the difficult situations, and to be able to make the best decisions. As I get that peace, that Bible says you have to be in complete peace. The thoughts you preserve in you, because in you I have trusted. What are you training for today? How are you keeping calm? If you depend on pills to stay calm, the question is, when the pills run out, will you still be calm? You may have your body doped, but your mind continues to function. And there is no better way to stay calm than to be in Christ, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank You for Your word. Thank You for Your fidelity. Thank You because You teach us, Lord, that at all times we must learn to face them. Help us, Lord, to be firm at all times, that we can train ourselves to be patient and train ourselves, Lord, to know how to face them. When the times of scarcity come, to know how to face them at the times of abundance come, and to be able to remain calm. Help us, Lord, because apart from You, we can't do anything. Today, Father, I pray to You and I ask that You bring calm to every thirsty heart, that the one that is between the sword and the wall, the one who has to make urgent decisions, calm him down and allow him to see the Lord come out in the name of Jesus. This is a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Remember, God always arrives just in time. I invite you to enter our YouTube channel and look for Just in Time Devotionals. Subscribe. That way you can follow us and you can receive your daily devotional.